One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Jazz is the music of America. It's original art form. You can hear the basis of constitutional freedom in jazz.
I'm Abe Beeson, and this is Studio Session Shorts from KNKX.
Everyone has a voice. Everyone gets a chance to say it. There's a dialogue. Yeah.
That's bassist and trombonist Chris Brubeck from a visit to Seattle with his quartet, co-led by his brother, drummer Dan Brubeck. Brubeck brothers' father, Dave Brubeck, is one of the greatest icons in jazz, known for his experiments in time signatures. This tune, Blue Rondo a la Turk, is in 9/8, and it's one of his biggest hits. Dave Brubeck got inspired when he toured the world with his quartet in 1958 for the U.S. State Department.
And he heard Turkish street musicians playing a beat he had never heard before. So he thought, that's really catchy. And it's weird because my father grew up as a cowboy, and believe me, they did not hear that kind of music out on the plains of California.
Dave Brubeck's trip to Turkey was jazz diplomacy. The State Department had sent other musicians abroad during the Cold War, including Louis Armstrong.
The whole point of it, believe it or not, it was that great jazz hippie President Eisenhower that sent all the musicians out on the road to say, America's a great place.
They came back to a segregated America that wasn't living up to its ideals and wrote a satirical musical pointing to the irony.
They were amazed at these integrated groups that were telling everyone how great America was, that they could not stay in the same hotels even. So they wrote a musical called The Real Ambassadors about how jazz musicians, especially Louis Armstrong, were the most famous Americans in the world at the time, and that they were representing America in the best possible way. And so the sort of comedic principle of the piece with tongue in cheek was like, what would happen if jazz musicians ran the world? And when you look at it, could it be much worse?
Chris Brubeck's oldest brother, Darius, continued their dad's legacy of breaking barriers. Darius made Dave Brubeck proud when he introduced university-level jazz education to Africa in the late 1980s and toured with a multiracial student ensemble from South Africa during apartheid.
And it was right when Nelson Mandela got out of prison in Robben's Island. And they, in jazz, believe it or not, it wasn't rap, it wasn't rock, it was jazz. It was the music of the quote-unquote, like, soft revolution. Anyhow, Darius's group and his young musicians became the next famous musicians of their generation, and they were called the Jazzanians. So my father wrote a tune in honor of them called the Jazzanians.
The Brubeck brothers, Chris and Dan at the bass and drums, with guitarist Mike D'Amico and pianist Chuck Lamb, recorded in the KNKX studios in February 2025. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.